Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The Central Statistics Office is calling today on households to take part in their household budget survey, where you'll be asked to track your spending over a two-week period. Now, this year, around 6,000 households will be randomly selected to take part, and the survey will better help the CSO understand the impact of inflation. Well, for more, we're joined from our Cork studio by Gerard Doolan, who's a senior statistician with the Central Statistics Office. Good morning, Gerard.
Good morning, Claire. Thanks for having me on the show.
Not at all. You're very welcome. Now, your team will be knocking on people's doors, asking them to take part in this. So what's involved?
Yeah, so we have a team of about 150 permanent and backup interviewers right around the country. And part of their job will be the carrying out and the collection of the data for the household budget survey. So as you mentioned there, Claire, in your introduction, 6,000 households all over the country this year will be selected for inclusion in the survey. The sample that's selected, or the 6,000 households that are selected, they are randomly selected, but they're representative of the different household types throughout the country. So I suppose, just to put it into context, some people might think a sample of 6,000 is quite large, others might think it's quite small. There are approximately 1.8 million households in the country. So I suppose the chances of some of your listeners or a household in general being selected for inclusion is quite small given those numbers. But our survey interviewers around the country, we'll actually knock on the doors of in excess of 60,000 households this year alone. So whether it's a household budget survey or a labour force survey or a survey on income and living conditions, all of the household surveys that we collect, we would encourage people to participate in them, because the data that they supply to us, it's used by policymakers, by government and by the general public themselves. And okay, it's all about informing us about the society that we live in.
So for the people who opt to take part in the household budget survey, what are you going to be asking them? What do you need to know?
Yeah, so I suppose the process involves the CSO interviewer will call to the household, and the first step that they'll do is they'll identify the main shopper or the main spender within the household. That person then will complete a household questionnaire on behalf of everyone in the household, and that's the first step of the process. Then the next step is that each person who's age 16 or over in the household is given these 14-day spending notebooks, and what that's required is that every item that the individual spends their money on over those 14 days is to be included. So that includes everything from your big shop at the groceries on a weekly basis to your utility bills, your children's activities, your gym memberships, phone, TV costs, the cup of coffee and the newspaper that you buy on a Saturday morning, the ice cream that you buy on a sunny day. So every single item that you purchase over those 14 days is to be included in the spending notebook. CSO, I suppose, our interviewers are there to collect the data first and foremost, but they are there, I suppose, also to support and assist the household throughout the entire process. And it's from that initial contact across the 14 days when the people are completing the spending notebook, and they will have questions and they will be unsure what to include or what categories to put it in. And the CSO interviewer is there to support them through that process and to help them, I suppose, to get a better awareness and an understanding of their spending habits. And that's a big benefit for participants in the household. They get that understanding and awareness.
And do you want them to write everything down, or do you need to see receipts?
No. So the spending notebook, I suppose, it contains a pouch at the back of it, which receipts are your friend, I suppose, in this exercise. So where people do get receipts, they can put that receipt into the pouch, but it's where they purchase maybe something online, or maybe where they forget to get a receipt, that's where they're required then to put in the detail that I purchased, let's say a cup of coffee and a bar of chocolate. They'll put that detail and they write that detail into the notebook so that we capture every single item of expenditure. Mm-hmm. And that's critical, that we capture every item of expenditure.
Because you mentioned the big shop there. Now, I assume you'd want to see exactly what you were buying more of and less of in the big shop.
Absolutely. So the reason we go to the level of breakdown is it's not sufficient, I suppose, that we're told that I spend 100 euros a week in one of the supermarkets. We need to know, well, what was the 100 euros broken down by. And I suppose that level of the detailed spending breakdown, that's used then in to update the basket of goods, which is used in the Consumer Price Index, which is, of course, as you and your listeners may be aware, it's used as the official measure of inflation in Ireland. So by our the CSO's decision to move to a continuous collection for the Household Budget Survey, it means that that basket of goods and that measure of inflation, it's kept relevant, it's kept up to date, and it reflects the ever-changing spending habits of the Irish public as a whole.
And things have changed, haven't they? And they do change over time in terms of what's included there.
Yeah, there's we often use, I suppose, two good examples, I suppose. Back in 2010 and 2011, so the basket of goods is updated following each HBS. So back in 2010, 2011 HBS, bottles of champagne were actually removed from the basket of goods, and then they came back into the basket of goods following the HBS in 2015 and 2016. And I suppose what that means is that, I suppose it's reflective of spending habits of people, and maybe as the economy improved and people's discretionary income improved, they spent more of their income, or they spent a sufficiently high enough portion of their income to warrant their inclusion. Something maybe a bit more relatable to the average person on the street, I suppose, is something like music CDs or music tapes. So previously they would have been a constitute or part of the basket of goods as well. But as we know, over the last number of years, the basket, the people's spending habits on music CDs and tapes, etc., it's kind of fallen off a bit of a cliff, so to speak. So things that would probably be replaced by things like Spotify subscriptions and stuff. Mm-hmm. So next month we're actually we're updating the basket of goods that's used in the Consumer Price Index next month, and that'll be using the information that was collected from the HBS that was collected in 2022-2023. It finished last October, so we're using that detailed expenditure that respondents have given to us to update the basket of goods for the CIP going forward.
And how many items are in the basket?
So the basket contains a little over 600 items, and there's the items that are across the society as a whole, they're the items that are purchased most popular across the country.
So quite a few, which might explain why champagne is in there, because I'm sure there's plenty of people listening who say, I've never bought a bottle of champagne in my life, but yeah, it's in the basket.
And each of the products then, Claire, they're weighted, so they don't all have an equal weighting. So obviously you might have things like staples, which would be, let's say, full-fat milk, low-fat milk, semi-skim milk. So milk isn't in the basket per se, but it's the various different types of milk products that are there. So some might items will have a higher weighting than others, and that's reflective of the spend around the country that happens.
Okay, and is the same then true of cigarettes, for example?
Yeah, so cigarettes, if they constitute it, they can also be included in it. There was an interesting, I suppose, testimonial that we received. So after each of the HBS surveys, or the household budget surveys, we talk to interviewers and we talk to respondents, and we see what's the feedback on it, how can we improve the process. I spoke there earlier, I suppose, about the awareness that participation can bring on the survey. We were told by one respondent that it was actually following the HBS that they decided to give up cigarettes, and it was the right writing down of the monetary amounts that they were spending on a daily basis within the 14-day spending notebook. They came to the realisation that they were spending in excess of €5,000 on cigarettes on an annual basis. And I suppose outside of the obvious health benefits that are there, it was the financial benefits and the change that them giving up, making those savings and directing their money, I think they put it towards a family holiday. But obviously, I mean, that's an extreme case in terms of the money savings that people make.
Yeah, but it's a useful exercise. Like, we have Owen McGee on the programme, financial planner, in the next hour, and Owen would always say that everybody should do that as an exercise, to write down exactly what you're spending, so you can get a good look at it.
Absolutely. I mean, I've been a fan, and I've seen Owen's programmes on the telly, and I think it's a common process whereby people, let's say, if they're in financial difficulty or if they're going to a financial advisor for guidance, etc., one of the first tasks that they will ask the person to do is they'll ask them to track their spending for a 7 or a 14 day period, because they want to see what they're spending their money on. So it is a tried and trusted process. It's the process that we use in the Household Budget Survey, and it gives us the information that we're looking for, but it also is of benefit to the household, which is a unique selling point to the survey.
All right, Gerard, and we hear you loud and clear. If anyone is asked to take part in the Household Budget Survey by the CSO, they will call to your door. They'll have the full ID and so on to be able to check it out, but you'd like them to take part. And when the results are in, Gerard, I'm sure we'd love to talk to you again. Gerard Doolan there from the Central Statistics Office.